All right, boys and girls, let's go ahead and get started. Okay, I am happy to report that I get to give a not quite fire and brimstone, but more of a red meat for the boys and girls in the trenches kind of fireside here today, because I have stuff to talk about that involves war, murder, and scamming. Of course, it's not official war. It is so a lot of the stuff we're talking about here is, of course, involving Jeff. And I suggest that you join it, because the most exciting announcement I have today is something that is not for Main Fleet. This is a cool kids only thing. There are some big ass fights that are happening out there on a daily basis in the exciting places where the Jeff is. And, well, there are some interesting fluctuations in the price of Moon Goo, which is resulting in some opportunities for us to do something fucking crazy. I can't remember if we've ever done this before, and I'm just going to go ahead and get out there with it. We're introducing a fucking Sleipnir doctrine, boys and girls. We're going to fly fucking Sleipnirs in Jeff. Shit. At home, we of course have Stupid Idiot Fleet, which is a Main Fleet doctrine of Main Fleet, Black Ops, Battleships, and Friends. That's cool. And now if you're part of Jeff, you are going to be able to file for affordable care for fucking Sleipnirs, which are the command ship versions of a Hurricane. They are tough as hell. They are shooty as hell. A lot of our enemies that we've been fighting on the Jeff deployment have been using things like Vultures at scale, and I think that why the fuck not? So here is the Doctrine post that Rendus has just linked. There is a skill plan for you. We're going to have a Doctrine thread. I should say that's the skill plan. He didn't like the doctrine. We'll get that up there in a second. And yeah, basically, I expect it might take a couple of weeks for people to get involved with these. But for the people that are able to fly them right now on Jeff, congratulations. We're implementing this. I encourage you guys to train for these kind of things. We're going to see if the prices of T2 stuff continue to be fluctuating in a downward way, makes it relatively affordable. These things are a little bit more expensive than Munins, but they are a shitload more survivable and should allow us to face fuck their faxes when they drop them on us. It's good stuff. And Kunmi and procurement and all of the boys, girls who have been making the war material that you need are on deck to sell it to you. I believe this stuff should be available in the coming days. As usual, the events in the East are progressing ahead of schedule in a good way, I would say. We are making a lot of progress just in time for Tess to be posting so much about how everyone needs to pappy together to keep the faith in Faith Ablis. We've had a number of strategic breakthroughs out there. Of course, the TR-07 iHub fell. And then after that, if you take a look at the dot land map of Faith Ablis, you'll see that events are taking place rapidly there. So we're going to twist the knife and we're going to throw some Sleipnirs in the mix. I want to link a couple of battle reports for you guys to jack off to. Both of these fights are from earlier in the week, but if you're sitting here wondering, is there something to do in EVE Online? Gosh, Rattati sucks. CCP is lame or whatever. As I've said many times before, my job here, the whole Imperium leader, Gunstorm leader thing, is even if CCP is sucking ass, we're going to find some cool things for us to do. In this case, it's stabbing puppies to death using Sleipnirs and other sorts of things. Big fights, lots of shit happening. Get involved. Your only way you're going to get in on this Jeff action is if you actually join the Goonfleet Expeditionary Force group. Can we go ahead and get a link, please, for joining that in Elysium? For those of you that haven't done that, once you're in the Jeff user group, you will then get broadcast for Jeff. So if you're sitting here, you're just tuning in, you've been taking a break, and you're like, hey, I want some Sleipnir action. What the fuck is this Jeff stuff? Join the Jeff group. You will get pings and go kill puppies. It's actually a super easy deployment. There are a few things we need there. I have a little note here that there are war supplies that are needed in the staging area in Jeff. And if we have some procurement people that want to put in the chat window, what exactly we're after? Yes, and train dreads. We are using dreads. We are going to be using more dreads. Dread alts are cool and good. There is never a time where we do not want to drop capitals on the enemy at every opportunity. Should people who don't... Oh, so this is a wonderful question. So should people that don't have the 2 to 4 month train for the T2 command boost skills still go for the Sleipnirs? That is a great question. The reason it's a great question, thank you for the softball, is many of you may be wondering that. The answer is we are using the Sleipnirs in this case for the Daka Daka properties and less from the boosting twinkly sparkles aspect of it. So if you don't have the skill boost training or whatever, that is perfectly fine. We are using these things as tanky hurricanes to murder the bad guys with. And yes. Other points here. As we are generally speaking, getting back into the swing of using our military muscles, GSFOE does need love. Thank you for that shout out there. We always need more boosters, right? Like, I shouldn't say, oh, you don't need to train for boosters. Boosters are wonderful. Boosters are valued. We need them. But if you're like inches away from getting into a Sleipnir and you just don't have the boost skills, that's great. You can get in a Sleipnir on Jeff and murder puppies. And yes, Ajaxify has a pretty good understanding of my high-level view of the tactical chessboard. Is Daka Daka and Twinkly Sparkly Bits and dead puppies at the end of it. Or big ACA bills, which is something that we're going to get to in a sec. So we have been doing a tremendous amount of work in what is coming to be known internally as the great IT unfuckening of 2022. Many of you are in the developers group and doing some heroic fucking work. We are getting closer and closer to having Geis working. So I've got two things for you guys. Try to register your characters in Geis if you have been having troubles with that. If you get error messages, please post them in Elysium. And I believe I'm crossing my fucking fingers here because I die a little inside every time I see a line member trying to get reimbursement and saying that ACA is erroring out. But I believe that we have fixed the Affordable Care app. And if you run into any issues filing for reimbursement, please post the issues that you have in Elysium so our developers can look at it and get back to the unfuckening. And yes, there is a recruitment method for the developer SIG. Please do get involved with that. Essentially, what we're having to do is, like, there's actually, I'm not going to go into this too much. We're unifying our architecture and all this fancy stuff. But basically, it's just getting devs working together with more visibility and less single person dependencies as far as blockages to people being able to merge code or work together on projects. And we want to have it such that if you develop something cool, that you're not on the hook forever to maintain it, and that there's multiple people there that can say, hey, you built this cool app or this cool tool, and you can then go on vacation and it's okay because three or four people can also see it, edit it, unfuck it, etc. So there's a lot of work there. I know that you guys have been dealing with a lot of frustrations when it comes to Geis fucking up, ESI errors, the whole nine yards. Some of the things were related to CCP, but upon further bashing our heads into the wall, we did in fact find some honest to God Goonswarm related fuck ups, which we're fixing. So thank you for bearing with. On a more fun topic, Daka Fleet is the doctor name. I could totally work with that. It doesn't get much more Daka than Sleipnir's. All right. There are a few other things that I need to herf about that are related to supply issues. Supply of war material to DTAC-P for the Jeff deployment, all well and good. Another thing is, as usual, we're going to have another link for some herf about getting PI in Delve. We have an inexhaustible need for this shit. Ranger Gamma is basically showing you everything you need to know if you're like, gosh, how do I get involved with this? And maybe I'd like to get some ISK. Maybe I should be joining GSISK. Maybe I want to help procurement. Maybe I want to do any of these things. Get the answers there. GSOL needs every P4 that is out there. We need this, we need this, we need this. Please contribute if you can. It is a simple enough system that even though people bitch about how PI is like, oh, it's so complicated, even I, my simple mitten brain, was able to set up a whole bunch of planets during the war. It's not that bad, and it is super useful in our current industrial circumstances. All right, apparently the formal doctrine name for the Sleipnirs, and for the, again, the guys, this is Jeff. Join Jeff. You're not going to be able to use these things on main fleet, but Jeff action is pretty much at the multi-hundred pilot scale now, so go ahead and get involved with that. And it will be Daka Fleet. Fuck it. Dave Archer reminding us that we're doing it first Saturday of every month. That is wonderful. So we're going to have a cap training op next Saturday. Wonderful. I didn't even have to poke anybody or remind them. We've got the system going again first Sunday of every month, I guess. So it's going to be Sunday. It's going to be after the fireside next week. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. I have to say, if you caught the INN charity wrestling stream yesterday, I was extremely disappointed by how my avatar did not seize the stick and beat the shit out of Matterall. But one never knows. I also really enjoyed the novelty wrestling thing. I think we're going to try to do that on a once a month basis. We will have the meta show back on track next week as normal. Things are sorted out with the move, and Brisk has also been traveling all during this period. So we said we'd call it spring break and show some fucking wrestling and see where that takes us. The rap battle versus Gobbins. Oh, God. I think I have seen that, but I'm not sure. For all I know, somebody might have randomly made a new one. Anyway, let me go ahead and take some questions here. Did I say this? Did I leave the best for last? Did I just completely forget to herf this bit? Rental scamming is back on the market because we don't rent. The Imperium has banned renting in the aftermath of the war. So there's no reason why members of Gunswarm cannot do rental scams. Again, hallelujah. Now, when you're doing this, keep in mind, never impersonate a diplomat or you will be shot. But there you go. We're getting some questions, and I'm going to go ahead and defer to procurement on this, as to where people would like the Jeff stuff stockpiled. Let me check my notes. Yeah, and that is one of a very keen point here that Zentar pointed out. There is a regional gate, so if you are confused why you can't see what's happening in DP from TR07, that's because one's in Faithabolus and one's in Esoteria. Can we have a policy that if you rental scam more than 10 billion ISK, you must post a threat? No, but I'm going to encourage that. We do have the infamous Letters of Mark and Reprisal subforum, which is active on and off again, depending upon what we're up to. And if there's going to be a renaissance and rental scamming, go nuts. Almost all of the people that you would hypothetically be rental scamming are almost certainly going to end up going off to try to rent from Gobbins anyway, so might as well bankrupt them early. How can I apply to join Jeff? Could I get a link to the group for Jeff so somebody can just press the fucking button here? That would be lovely. Thank you. Jeff, Jif, Yif, Gef, Gif, Yef. Yes, Karthus, you managed to step AFK just in time for missing me herfing the blurfs about how it's weapons-free on rental scamming. Go nuts, my dudes. Go nuts. All right. The new place is awesome because basically from everywhere except for my desk, because I don't like the screen glare, I can see Lake Michigan, and it has been off and on snowing and then shining, beautiful sun. It reminds me kind of Reykjavik, actually, or any place that's very ocean-like, because, you know, if you don't like the weather in 5 minutes, it'll be something completely different. But it is gorgeous and lovely up here. The food is really good. All right, let me see some questions, and then we're going to have this one be relatively quick today. The main thing is we've got fucking DACA fleet, and we are owning Face with Jeff, so you should get involved with that. I appreciate that some of you still have some bingo bait left. It is always tragic to play bingo and not manage it on a fireside because I'm a predictable creature and will usually say the same shit each time in some way. One of the interesting things, so Gene-Man has a question about Pappy's behavior recently. It's been very curious to see what they're doing or not doing, right? It seems like Test has managed to scream and shout about how everybody needs to be, quote, keeping the faith, unquote, and turning up to help. But half the time, Test themselves barely turns up, and they've already lost a number of constellations in Faithabolus, which I am delighted by the progress of what you guys are doing with Jeff. Actually, one of the challenges I have is I don't want to scream from the rooftops and herf too many about it from like a herpity perspective, because the situation is excellent. We are attacking, we are deploying new doctrines, and you guys have been making great fucking progress. And while these guys are essentially just figuring out what's going on here, we are already in knife twist mode, which means that we need more effort, we need more focus on doing what we're already doing, and I want to see how far we can get before they notice. I've seen an increase in newbie goons buying scam contracts. Yeah, we actually have seen this. So if you're wondering what a scam contract is, if you're worried about getting scammed, go ahead and click on what Mentano has posted there. We did have to shoot somebody who was doing that the other day. We are aware of this problem. There has been an uptick in it. And fair is fair, right? Like, we did that shit to Pandemic Horde constantly. So be on your guard. And we are going to make sure that those people get shot. All right. I've been requested specifically to say high fives all around. And I think that we deserve some high fives all around. We are killing the bad guys. Constellations are falling. New doctrines are being deployed. The system is working. Order is being restored. All right. Maybe we have less normal bingo bait this time around because it's much more like war, murder, doctrines, kill the puppies, go here, take the constellations, right? Like it's a very... somebody is reporting a problem with ESI and PAPS. And that is, in general, if you are running into tech errors of any kind while we're dealing with this stuff, please do report them in Elysium. Like, I'm not going to try to pronounce Yvrier, he says, trying to pronounce that name. Locust Fleet is doing awesome. Please continue to join the Locust Fleet and get rich mining, my goons. Bingo, bingo, bingo. Excellent bingo bait. High fives. Okay, so Kazner's reporting the PAP issue is a known one, and it will be fixed soon. Again, the developers who are working with us in the great and unfuckening are heroes. There is a bunch of sort of technical debt that we have been addressing. Famous last words. At least the fucking reimbursement app is not throwing errors anymore. And we are working on the Geist thing. I believe that we've made a lot of progress there, but again, it's, you know, you uncover one error, you fix it, and then more things come. But we're actually making real progress, which is a nice change of pace. And in charity stream, hit another milestone. And I think that's going to be it for me. I'm going to end on that note. The guys who are doing the charity stream have been kicking ass and taking names. They've been very dedicated to Able Gamers, which is a fantastic charity, something that's close to our heart. We have a number of disabled community members who can use these kind of systems and appliances and peripherals and stuff like that. So it's a great charity. We've been donating to them for years. Check it out. And that is going to be it for this week. Get your fucking Sleipnirs, start training for command ships, because it's going to be a wild one. And let's get back out there and keep taking, well, in an undisclosed location, whatever. We are doing things in the East. Join Jeff. It's awesome. Thank you for coming. Let's get back out there.